And now, the rest of the story. Police in San Fernando Valley got the call late one night, a shooting. The voice over the squad car radio said a shooting. When patrolmen arrived at the house, they found two men wide-eyed and trembling, a third man on the floor with a slug in his gut, silent and still and dead. It was self-defense, one of the other men blurted out. It had all happened so fast. And it took a while for the policeman to learn the rest of the story. Hangers out at the Wolf's Den bar knew Carl the bartender, and they liked him. This wasn't his real job, Carl insisted. He was really a movie actor who tended bar and ran a big game hunting business on the side. Oddly enough, the big game hunting boast was true. He and a fellow named Bud Stiltz had organized bear hunts in Northern California. Carl actually guided the hunters through the tall and uncut. And Carl the movie actor? Well, sort of. He hung out around the studios. He landed an occasional walk-on, or even a bit part as a bellhop, but nothing close to the stardom that Carl craved. It was a lonely, disappointing, unfulfilling life for the most part for Carl. And then his hunting business failed, and then came that awful winter's night. Carl and his pal, Jack Piot, went out and got drunk, started talking about Carl's ex-partner, Bud Stiltz. Bud was a rat, Carl said. Bud owed him money, $50, no small change, considering Carl was near broke. What say the two of them mosey over to Bud's and collect? Now, I'll keep this as simple as I can. Carl and Jack went to Bud's place. Bud was not there. He'd gone to some friend's house. So Carl and Jack followed him there to the friend's house. Carl wasted no time. Once they had confronted Bud, Carl said, I want that $50 you owe me, and I mean now. And Bud said that he didn't owe anybody $50, much less Carl. Bud said, get out. Carl was not going to get out. Carl was not going anyplace. Carl now, we're talking about the part-time movie actor, part-time bartender, part-time bear hunter. Carl pulled a jackknife and opened the blade and lunged at Bud. So Bud grabbed for his pistol, and there was a struggle and there was a shot, and Carl slumped to the floor. And a coroner's jury, less than a week later, ruled justifiable homicide. And thus, so quickly, from obscurity into oblivion, slipped Carl Switzer. And nobody going nowhere. Carl Switzer, whose senseless demise at the age of 31 would even now go unrecognized, except for a childhood that he shared with you and me. You recall the Our Gang comedies? You recall the fresh-faced boy with the slick down hair and the stand-up cowlick and the stand-out ears and a voice that squeaked when it sang? One of that bunch of adorably mischievous buddies called Our Gang. You may never have seen the name Carl Switzer in the movie credits, but surely at least once in your life you have wondered, whatever happened to the little rascal they called Alfalfa? Well, now you know the rest of the story.